Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Ronald Mahurin?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Oh, from 68 to 92.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you stonemason, bricklayer, marble mason, refractory bricklayer?
Bricklayer and stonemason.
Okay, so which one should I pick? Because we have them in different categories.
Bricklayer mostly.
Bricklayer. Thank you.
Yeah.
On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or foreman?
I've done them all.
So which one should I pick?
Well, I was a contractor for a while.
Oh. Okay, so how should I record that, sir? Because the
evidence
that we have is... which one do you want?
I was recording secretary for 5 years. I've become president of the local. And just about any job they had, I've been at it one time or another.
Okay. Because the options that we have are foreman, journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver.
Foreman.
So which one would you like? Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Nope.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I've been retired for several years.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever considered dropping your union membership?
Nope.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Well, it's about the same as it was last year.
It's the same.
They're talking about.
And do you get the sense? Yes?
Huh? I'll go ahead.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I would think so.
Okay, thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I hope there'll be more. They're talking about it, but they talk about it a lot.
Thank you very much. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, I don't know. I really don't.
Okay, that's fine.
It would depend on the politics. I think it depends on the politics.
Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or something else, or do you have no real safety concerns?
Well, I really don't have any.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Have I what?
Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Did you what?
Did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Yeah. Yeah, in person.
In person. Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Well, never, because I've been retired for some years.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And here we have a list. This list goes as follows. Is it radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, cable news, friends and family? Now, what we want to do is please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
I watch CBS all the time.
Okay, so, but that would be local TV news programming or cable news?
Yeah.
Which one?
Local news on TV.
Local news. What about cable news?
No.
So, which is the second most likely source to get your news from? Is it radio, print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, cable news, or friends and neighbors?
Probably cable news.
Thank you. What is your third most likely source to get your news from? Is it radio, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, or friends and neighbors?
Well, it's on TV, so that's the only thing I get my news from.
But what is the third most likely that you would get your news from? From the ones that we are left.
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't make no difference because I don't watch the news other than local news.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah, it doesn't let me go to the next question if we don't do this list. So, would you help me complete it?
Sure.
Okay. So, which will be the third most likely source to get your news from? Is it friends and neighbors?
Yeah.
Radio? Okay, thanks.
Friends and neighbors. I don't want to get no news from them.
Okay. Now, after friends and neighbors, which one is the other source that you are most likely to get your news from? Would it be, is it more likely for you to hear your news from the radio, from a print or online newspapers, or the internet or social media?
Internet. Well, the social news.
Thank you. The next one, after internet or social media, which would be more likely for you to get your news from, radio or print or online news?
Probably radio.
Probably radio. And okay. So what we have is your sources would be the first, local TV news programming. The second, cable news. Third, friends and neighbors. Fourth, the internet or social media. Fifth, radio. And sixth, print or online newspapers. Does that sound correct?
Sounds good.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Is it support for labor unions, immigration, healthcare, foreign policy, the environment, education, jobs on the economy, or something else?
Well, I would think right now healthcare.
Healthcare, thank you. Now, as you may know, BIC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federal finance projects. Would you say that it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I wouldn't think it'd be too important for me.
Okay, so between not so important and not at all important?
Not at all.
Not at all, thank you.
Since I'm not
generally... Yeah. We know, but your opinion is important as well. So, now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't like either one of them.
Okay, that's fine. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Well, I don't know. I think they're both wrong. The cars are 10 times more expensive than they used to be. Are the wages that high? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And if they are, they're getting too much money.
But if you had to choose, where would you lean more? Somewhat more on the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis? Somewhat more?
I'd probably be leaning more towards the auto workers.
Okay. So, thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
I don't approve nothing he's done.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry, but I cannot choose for you, but we can go one by one and you tell me.
All right.
His job as president overall, do you disapprove somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
I disapprove of that too.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on healthcare?
I don't know that he's done all that much. I'm not real strong on that, but I don't think he's done it.
Okay, that's fine. What about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
I don't know that he's done any support on the labor unions.
Okay, that's fine. What about the job he has done on the economy?
Not very good.
And so do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And the job he has done on immigration?
I don't approve that at all.
So that would be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job?
I disapprove of it.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I've already voted.
The options that we have is almost certain, probably.
I'm almost certain.
Almost certain, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Either one of them.
Okay, that's fine then.
I'm hoping that guy from Florida will run.
Oh, okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say they're pretty good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Well, pretty good.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
All right.
Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
To what?
How could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type the answer for you.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know.
Anything at all that the union could do to improve its representation?
Well, no, I don't think the union can get any more buildings to build unless somebody else is wanting to build them, and it doesn't seem like their people are local or interested in doing things. So it depends on the job availability. If they got something to build, we'll build it, but they don't seem like they're in any hurry to spend money. I don't think it has anything to do with the union.
Okay, let me just type it, and later I will tell you what I got.
Okay.
Because I don't think the union can get more buildings to build, but they don't seem interested in getting more work.
Well, it's not the unions that are interested in getting work. It's the people not building any buildings. You can't build buildings unless somebody wants one, you know. Somebody has to pay for it, and I think that's the problem. Nobody's wanting to spend money.
Okay, so. All right, so to the question,
Go ahead.
To the question, how could the union best improve its representation and service? I don't think the union could get more buildings to build. It's the people who don't seem interested in building.
Yeah. Exactly. There's not very many people wanting to go in business anymore, and they don't have any reason to build a new building, you know?
Okay. All right. Just let me take care of my grammar over here. I think I have a typo in here.
I always have to backspace 15 times.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Now the second question is also an open-ended one, and it is, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Well, I don't know. That's up to them. I think they did a good job. As long as they can maintain taking care of the retired people and and getting the new people. Getting the new people is a problem because none of these kids nowadays want to work.
Okay. So let me...
We got a generation of kids that have had everything handed to them. They don't want to work. We got signs in every building downtown, help wanted, and the young people just don't want to work.
Okay. Thank you. So what I got was, I don't know, it's up to them. As long as they can maintain and take care of the retirees and get more people to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, from union meetings, email, job site, mail, or text messages?
Well, I get notifications various ways.
Generally,
it's by phone.
By phone. So text messages?
Yeah.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Well, maybe once a year.
Once a year, thank you.
I don't really like having anybody tell me how to vote.
Thank you. And now, regarding that, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
An independent.
Thank you.
I'm signed up as a Democrat, but I don't necessarily agree with all of them.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as a closer to the demo? I guess that answers the question, but do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Democratic.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ron.
Ron. Thank you very much, Ron. So, and with this, we conclude the survey. You've been very kind and very patient, so I thank you for that. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Well, you too, huh?
Thank you.